Well, it's called the Mayan Ouroboros by Drunvalo Melchizedek, and he will be with us in a moment, one of our favorite guests, as we talk about the many interpretations and predictions about this year, 2012, known as the Mayan End Time. We'll get Drunvalo's take on all of this in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Drunvalo Melchizedek is the founder of the Flower of Life Workshops. He is a world traveler. He's given workshops all over the place, seminars, lectures on sacred geometry, human energy fields, spirituality as well, and so much more. His meditation with the angels and his work with prana and energy healing has helped tens of thousands of people. And he has expressed that healing in these areas are of extreme importance. I'm going to talk with him about a lot of things today, specifically, though, his latest work, which is the Mayan Ouroboros, the cosmic cycles coming full circle. Drunvalo, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, George. Thanks for asking me back.
My pleasure, too. It's a perfect time to have you back. It's all about timing, isn't it?
Yeah, everything. Well, definitely what we're talking about is, for sure.
Hey, in the title of your book, what does Ouroboros mean?
Well, it's the snake making a circle and biting its tail, and that's an image that is used all over the world. But in the Mayans, they mean it specifically about the cycles, whereas other different tribes and cultures have different meanings for that. But they're referring to the end of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, and so that's why I called it that. Seemed perfect to me.
Yeah, how did you get interested in the Mayan technology?
Oh, that goes way back. I've in my last life I was in the Taos tribe in New Mexico, and they when I returned there, they reminded me of my entire life. I knew what my life was, but they took me down in the kivas underground, and they practically went day by day and told me every single thing that I had in my life. And then they reminded me that I had something, I was to come back in a white body and that I had something to do for them. And they spent 14 years training me in there. And then when I got down, they just sort of set me on and said, okay, go do it. And that was all about working with indigenous tribes. And so I've worked with tribes all over the world, and I'm very comfortable with them and they with me in most cases. And so in about 1985, somewhere around in there, I first began to work in the Yucatan and in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And slowly I met different Mayans and became friends with them and began to study what they had to say. And it's culminated in where I am today with this.
Well, you are looked up to by so many people. In the United States and North America, and I have to assume as they get to know you and have gotten to know you in areas like Central America, that same thing is happening. I mean, like a spokes elder or now these days.
Well, I guess you know I spent a long time in South, from Mexico down to the all over South America, and I really love those people in that land. And but I've worked pretty much everywhere, all over Europe and Russia and Romania and you know, Australia and New Zealand and Japan and all over. I don't even know how many countries. I traveled for 28 years every 3 weeks. So
we are going through an incredible magnetic pole shift. It's starting. Does that have anything to do with what the Mayans have been talking about?
Yes, it does. It has a lot to do with it. And actually, you know, people are talking about a lot of things in terms of what they think is dangerous to the world. But from my belief, the magnetic field holds a greater possibility of really harming humanity than anything else. Every pole shift is always, every physical pole shift is always preceded by a magnetic pole shift.
That's right.
And so you know, the scientists today won't talk about the magnetic pole. I mean, they've been instructed not to by different governments.
Too catastrophic?
It's too catastrophic, yes. And the scientists aren't even aware of other things. I mean, most of them are not. If they are aware of it, they're just simply not talking about it at all. But there is a big problem with that. And if you want, we can go into it now. And
sure. You know, you're with me for 3 hours, so we've got a lot to talk about today.
Okay. Well, the magnetic poles, they've been changing for about 2,000 years. This isn't anything new going on.
It's a cycle, right?
There are cycles in this, and I don't think they're very well understood. They know what the cycle that we're in right now. It's basically like we don't know much about the sun either. We've only had just a few cycles to study, and yet it's billions and billions of years old. And so we've only been able to look at it just a few years.
That's right. I mean, our scientists obviously weren't around during the previous magnetic pole shift, so this is all brand new ground for them, isn't it?
No, but the Mayans were, and they remember. They actually have memory of what happened then, and in fact, they have a in their hearts that they feel that they're responsible to us. That since they know what we're about to go through. They want to inform us as to what to expect, but it hasn't been easy for them. And also, it's very much like in our land here, between the Hopi and the Navajo, they don't get along very well, and there are problems there. And within the Mayans themselves and the different councils, they don't get along real well either. And so the prophecies are not. Exactly the same. It depends on who you talk to, exactly what they have to say. But in terms of this magnetic field, the main problem with this is, you know, right now the scientists believe that the North Pole is going to become the South Pole, and that this is going to happen very soon. The first time that our world scientists spoke out was in 2005, I think. No, 2003, I think it was, in November. Through NOVA, they created a movie called Magnetic Storm. Do you know about that, George?
Yeah, I do. And also, let everybody know, because a lot of people think when we talk pole shifts or flips, that we physically are flipping over. The planet's not going to go topsy-turvy, right?
No, it never has. That's a different subject, but I can, and it is tied to the magnetic fields because that's how the Earth makes its physical pole shift. It's kind of complex, but I'll try to explain it. Before there is a physical pole shift, there is always this magnetic pole shift, and it doesn't always reverse its poles. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. My research back into it was for 250 million years, and now they're back about 450 million years. But over 250 million years, there's been at least 200 times that the magnetic poles have shifted, and there have been physical pole shifts that are at approximately that number.
And this happens like clockwork?
No, it doesn't. Not what, it doesn't happen like clockwork. I never was able to figure out any kind of pattern in it. The only thing that I could see is that when a physical pole shift takes place, there's a series of them that runs. And there'll be one right after another for a while. There might be 10 of them in a row. And then the Earth kind of gets a balance, and it might be then 50 million years before there's another one. And so I can't, if there is a pattern, and there may be, I can't see what it is. But this is part of the reason is that there's a lot of controversy on, there are people who believe that there were two pole shifts recently, one 13,000 years ago, approximately, and one 26,000 years ago.
Okay.
And if that was true, then scientifically, you could expect that there would be a third one coming up right now, especially at this moment. But it isn't quite that easy, because we have other factors involved in here, and the politics around this. There have been changes made in our records, and for political reasons, and trying to get people so that they don't know about certain things. And it's the same thing that happened with the Schumann resonance field. That was in the 1990s, was beginning to change, and it's been 7.8 hertz for forever, and or as far as we know. And the world is, the military, for example, have used this as their to calibrate their instruments with. It was so accurate, but then it started to rise. Now, what the Schumann resonance is it's the number of lightning strikes that are hitting the Earth that is creating this frequency over the whole world, and it creates this resonance. Like a ringing sound, you might say, that is created from it. Well, that frequency started to rise in the 1990s, and I was working at the time with Greg Braden, and the two of us were looking at this. And when he started researching it, I was doing so many things. I just said to Greg, "Okay, you go with that, and let me know what's going on." And I was checking in with him every 3 or 4 months, and sure enough, this got up to about 9.6 hertz, and we had it recorded. And he was working with at least two or three different universities and recording all that information. And we had hard copies of what these universities were determining. And then, all of a sudden, right when he started talking about how this was tied to human consciousness, and that he suspected that based on the Fibonacci sequence, so 7.8 is almost 8, that the next point would be about 13, that he was saying that it was going to go up to the 13 hertz and exactly how it was going to affect human consciousness. And and right then, our government did something that we saw happen, and we could actually prove it, but it just blew our minds. And that is, they went back to all the universities, and on a single day, all the records were changed. And it no longer showed that it was up to 9.6. It showed it was still back at 7.8, and it never changed.
Junvolo, these shifts that you were talking about, 13,000 years ago, 26,000 years ago, do we know if any major Earth calamity occurred during those periods?
Well, there are records. This is what I was getting into. There are records to prove that there was a pole shift only just under 13,000 years ago, and one just a little under 26,000 years ago, but all that information has just been thrown. It's just been discarded. Same thing like they did with the Schumann frequency, and so they're now saying that the last pole shift was over 780,000 years ago, and that's not what I see. And that's not what other people that I know see, too. But that, nevertheless, that's what our government is now saying.
Why are they hiding this?
Because they know it's going to happen, and they don't want the world to know what this is all about. And they're really trying to separate the magnetic field from the physical pole shift and not show that there's any kind of relationship between that. Because the scientists of the world, the geophysicists, have clearly come out at least three times that I'm aware of, and said that we are in the midst of a huge geomagnetic change, and that originally in 2003 through NOVA, when they wrote that one up, they said it would be sometime before the end of this century before there would be one. But then they went on internet for about 11 days before the government shut them down, and said that, no, the anomalies are getting much bigger and moving much faster than we ever anticipated. These were the same people. And that they now felt that it was going to happen within 25 years, and then they were shut off. And then a year or so went by, and they came back on the internet again. They got 5 days before they shut them down. And they said, this is way off the scale of everything we've ever thought of before. And we now see that this magnetic pole shift could happen any day now. And so we're in a whole different ballgame in terms of all of this now. But
if and when it does happen, what can we expect? What will happen?
Well, okay, this is how serious it is. We know from my research with a lot of the indigenous tribes, because some of these tribes were alive during Atlantis. Now, I know we don't believe in Atlantis or we don't have any real proof of it, but there's a lot of indigenous tribes that remember, and I've sat with them, and you know, and one of those is the Hopi. They're from Atlantis, and they say so. The Mayans also say this, that they're from Atlantis, and so do the Kogi and the Owakos and the Wiwas and the Kangwama. There are other tribes that remember where they were, and even going out further out into Siberia, the shamans there also remember that this is where they came from. I mean, they've told me directly. And so at that time, there was a pole shift, and there was a magnetic pole shift that took place right prior to it. And where were you going with that?
Well, I wanted to know, okay, so the pole shifts occur. That's great, but what happens to
us? Okay. Well, here's what the Russians have found, and I've come very close with the Russians. I worked with the National Academy of Sciences of Moscow. And I have a great respect for their science. And when they put up the Mir space station, when the first person that went on there was a single male, and went on there as a run everything, they're outside of the magnetic field. The Earth's magnetic field is not, it's almost nothing at the, where they were located outside, at, you know, off the surface of the Earth. And that person was up there for 2 weeks, and suddenly he quit responding. And so they went up there, they replaced him with another person, and they brought him back to Earth, and they studied him for 2 years.
What happened to him?
They found out that all of his memory was completely erased, and he was he had lost all contact with reality. He was insane.
Oh my gosh.
And after 2 years, they said, it's hopeless. It's not curable. And the second person they brought up there, the same thing happened to them. And so they now wouldn't put anybody in the Mir space station until they understood what it was. And what they realized was that it was the magnetic field. And so they then sent somebody up there, but they had a device on their spacesuit that would approximate the Earth's magnetic field. And in doing that, they were fine. They could stay up there with no problem. So now you begin to see that how serious this is, because if we were to have a reversal of the poles, it has to go through zero. And when it does, it takes a few weeks for it to respond back. And all it takes is 14 days, according to the Russians. And that's what some of the Mayans are also telling us. It's the same thing, is that that they remember what happened. And that was the calamity that took place in Atlantis, is that they all lost their memory and went crazy.
Oh, my God.
And it took 6,000 years. We had to start all over again.
That's worse than an asteroid strike, I think.
Yes, it would be. It would be worse than if there was an atomic bomb went off in every major city.
Stay with us, Drunvalo. We're going to come back with you in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. And we'll get into why the date of December 21st, 2012 is so important. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Drunvalo Melchizedek is with us tonight as we're talking about his latest work, The Mayan Ouroboros, The Snake That Bites Its Tail. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Drunvalo. Let's talk about this date, December 21st, 2012. Why does that seem to be so special?
Well, you know, I just realized when you said you were going to talk about that first, I think let's just complete one more thing, and that's with magnetic field and the pole shift. They're related, and I would like to show exactly how, because it's really important to understand that, because that's the last little piece in this. The So the geophysicists have looked at, they know that there's magnetic physical pole shifts all the time. It isn't unusual, it's nature, it's natural. But when they run the numbers on the board, it's impossible. It can't happen. It's not possible. It would require, it's a huge gyroscope, and it would require so much energy to move that axis to a new place that it would require something as big as the moon hitting the Earth to be able to have enough energy to be able to do that. And so this has been an anomaly for a long time in science. They just didn't know how this is even possible, and yet they can see that it happens. Well, then recently, I think it was in the 90s somewhere, might have been a little earlier in the 80s, there was a theory put out, and that theory has now been tested in at least two universities, and they can see that it could really happen. And what that theory is that there is the crust of the Earth, right underneath that is a layer of rock that holds it to the mantle underneath there. And what they have discovered is that when the magnet, the only way that it stays a rock as long as the magnetic field is moving through it. But after about 14 days, when the magnetic field goes away, that rock turns to a liquid.
Okay.
And it, so it becomes like oil. And so now the crust of the Earth can just move freely anywhere it wants. But so the amount of energy that it would take to move the crust of the Earth to a new place is dramatically lower than that, than something like the moon hitting the Earth. But at the same time, there has to be something that moves it. And what they speculate is that the ice that is at the South Pole that is off center, that if the crust of the Earth could move freely, that ice is going to move into the axis of the Earth, and it's going to move the entire crust to a new location.
And then look out.
And, oh, yeah. I mean, if that were to happen, there would probably not be a building left standing on Earth, hardly. It would be a major change. And this is the reason why our governments are so concerned about anybody thinking that it would be a physical pole shift.
Well, we know that when the magnetic poles are shifting, there was an airport, I think, in Tampa?
Yeah, that's right.
That had to change some of its coordinates because of this.
Well, if you go back further, that back into the late 80s, early 90s, they had to change the aeronautical maps of the entire planet because the magnetic field itself is moving away from true north, and it's moving faster and faster. It's been moving about 160 to 180 years. It's been moving, and it keeps going faster and faster. Now it's about 40, depends on who you read, but it's about 40 miles a year now. And it's in Siberia. It's entered into land. It's not even near where it's supposed to be. And so if they use that, if they look for true north and using the actual magnetic field of the Earth, they won't go to true north. And so for an airplane, they would land out in the grass instead of on the asphalt. And so they had to alter all those maps. But it's changed so much since in the last 10 years that they're going to have to do it again. I'm sure that they're all sitting around figuring out how they're going to do this one more time. So that is the link, is that the magnetic field always happens first because that is what softens that rock field that holds it, and then it moves. And they've been able to demonstrate this in at least two universities. And they can see that it's really true. So,
does this have anything to do with the core of the planet?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah. The core is actually changing shape, according to NASA. It's always been a sphere, as far as we know. That's the theories, anyway. But according to NASA, it has now turned into a pentagonal dodecahedron. And that's a huge moment, and yet nobody's discussing it or talking about it. It means that it is that's what generates the field, and the field is off axis, and so the core itself has to be off axis somehow.
Reminds me of that movie, The Core. That was a horrible, yeah. Catastrophic movie. I hope we don't have to endure that.
Well, I mean, basically all of this does not look good for humanity, but if you believe the Mayan prophecy, which we're going to get into now, there is that negative side. there is this violent side that they see happening, and they also believe that there's going to be a pole shift, a physical pole shift. They don't know so much about the magnetics of it, but they do. They've said clearly that they believe there will be a physical pole shift because, from their point of view, they've just seen it happen twice before, right at these very points that we're on right now. Once at the other end of the precession of the equinox, 13,000 years ago, and exactly where we are right now, they say there was a pole shift.
Okay, well, let's get into this date now then. What's so ominous about it? Are we going to have some event occur on that day, you think?
No, it's not. Well, this is the Mayan prophecy about that. And let's just talk about the what this is to get the cycles clear out there, and then we can go into what the Mayans actually believe. But what happens on that date of December 21st, 2012, at 11:11 p.m. in Chichen Itza in the Yucatan, is the Earth, the Sun, and the center of our galaxy align in an absolute straight line. And that hasn't happened for almost 26,000 years. But the Mayans are not counting it. That's based on the precession of the equinoxes. They have a different count, which is called the Mayan long count cycle, which usually they say is 5,200 years. But to be more accurate, it's 5,125 years. And some say 5,126. So it's not perfect. It's got point something on there. But there are exactly five of these Mayan long count cycles inside of the precession of the equinox. And so it's kind of interesting, really, because science has, when they come to the precession of the equinox, which is a wobble in the Earth's axis, they have said that it is 25,920 years, and that's been written in our textbooks all over the world for a long, long time. And then around 2000, might have been 2000, 2001, or somewhere in there, with all NASA's new data of the orbits of the planets and everything that they can see out there, they did a recount of all of that, and they came up to 25,771.5 years. But the Mayans say that that's not right either. They're getting closer. They say that it is 25,625 years, which is exactly five times 5,125 years, and that they end at exactly the same moment. Both they're based on different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Here we go. We're going to be right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are definitely there.
Now, you've also talked about the next day, the 22nd. Let's talk a little bit about that, which is a good thing.
Sounds like it is. But that is not that's not based on Mayan information, though they understand it and they're using it right now. The Mayans are going to give their ceremonies that they must give from their tradition on December 21st, 2012. But that, to them, is just something they have to do. They have to close out the old cycle. But on December 22nd, they will be giving their ceremonies, and these are ceremonies of joy. Because when you really understand the whole Mayan cycle, or Mayan prophecy, it is a very positive thing. And so I want to talk about the positive side, but we got to get through this other side first. So the precession of the equinox, even though it is clearly in their understandings, it is the Tibetans and the Hindus that have really talked about this, and their ways of interpreting what it is. The Tibetans and the Hindus say that there are two sides to this cycle. There's a male and a female side. And about little less than 13,000 years ago, it switched from female to male. And the male, that side, they see it as the dark side. They see it as an image of the Earth. The Earth is half dark and half light. And so when we reach that upper point of the precession, then when we start coming down the other side of it into the darkness, it is the males that protect us and take care of us during that time. But what they always say is that when it gets into the last couple thousand years, it gets weird. The males get too controlling, and they start wars and fighting, and everything else starts happening. And then on December 22nd, the female side begins to take power, and there's a 9-year cycle that they talk about where she goes from kind of nothing to being extremely powerful in the world. And we've already started to see this taking place. I mean, you see a female president in Argentina and in Chile and in Germany, and we almost had one with Clinton right here in the United States, and females being able to move a little bit closer up into corporation CEOs, et cetera, stronger. But what they say is that over the next 9 years, that's going to really change. And so she comes in, and she heals everything. She stops all the wars, and she stops all the problems and everything else that is taking place, and she begins to nourish the world. And she does this beautiful thing and brings us back into the light with a brand new spiritual agenda, different than what we've had over the last 26,000 years. But then after 13,000 years, we come back up to the other end of this precession, and she gets crazy and starts being really controlling and everything else like that. And the men come in and take it away from her, and the cycle goes on. But the cycle is not just going around and around in a circle. The earth is moving, and it is a spiral. And the DNA keeps changing over and over. But the cycles, the way the cycles unfold, are so similar that this is how the Mayans can predict pretty clearly what's going to happen.
Well, we've heard so much about doomsday. You think things will get better?
Well, I think that there is going to be a doomsday part of this prophecy, and they definitely do. I mean, when we're talking about the Mayans, there's no doubt that they believe that there is going to be a very powerful impact from this on the earth. But they also believe that we're not going to be here to experience it. And this is the part that the Mayans have had a very difficult time talking about to the world, because it's outside of our belief patterns of what we think is true. And on this program, a lot of people understand the dimensional levels, that we're on the third dimension now, and there are other dimensional levels that are like wavelength patterns, that, not the dimensions that are found in mathematics, where they find the first three dimensions are X, Y, Z axis of space, and then time is the fourth, and they keep going there up to about 11 dimensions in terms of the mathematics that they're working. We're not talking about that. That is completely outside of their belief patterns. They see the cosmos as music, that there is nothing but music going on everywhere. It's just harmonics. And that the musical scale, and the way that the notes are separated is exactly how the dimensional levels are separated. It's frequency. It's very much like a television. You change the channel and you shortened or lengthened the wavelength, and you get an entirely different image. And if you do the same thing with consciousness, if you know how to do that, then you end up in a different part of the universe. And yet they're all superimposed over each other. In your hand is every dimension there is, according to the way that they see things. And they believe that we are going to move from this dimension into the very next higher frequency on Earth. We'll still be on Earth, but it's a different Earth.
Well, this move into this other frequency, this other existence, this dimension, whatever it might be, is that natural? Is that a normal transition?
It's a totally natural part of Earth's consciousness. And from their way of seeing, with the New Agers, it's ascension for them, and and the Christians, a different, slightly different thing. But for them, it's just a very natural thing that occurs at very specific moments in the cycles, and that's what we're about to go through. But it is not something that is individual. A lot of the New Age people believe that this is something that we do kind of on our own. They don't believe that. They believe that this is tied to Mother Earth herself, the spirit of the earth, and she is the one that will lead us through these cycles. and into the next level of her own body, but on another level of consciousness. And they're saying that we will do this, and that we have to do this. It is, we don't have an option. We have to. I mean, if you go into what the Russians are saying right now, and their belief patterns about what they've found through pure science, they've come up with exactly the same conclusion. And this is from science and mathematics, that we are going to have an incredible, violent thing that happens here, and yet we're all going to make it because we're going to leave prior to that, to the really big changes that are going to happen. We just simply won't be here.
So you don't think it'll be just the elitists who protect themselves?
No, those guys basically are lost. From my point of view, they don't understand the situation. It's like they've built this massive city under Switzerland and Italy, goes 10 miles into the earth, you know, and they've gathered up all of the technology of the entire planet. They're so far ahead of us right now, it's crazy. And they think that that's going to save them. But digging any kind of hole in the ground and putting food in it and guns and thinking that you're going to survive, you don't understand the situation. It's just not possible. It has nothing to do physical. It has to do with pure consciousness, and it's within us that we have to change, and we're going to do it. We all are. We're all going to make this. Every single last person on Earth is going to, including these people that are controlling the Earth and everything. They may be lost now, but in this transition, they will be transformed, and they'll understand what the truth really is. This is what a lot of these indigenous tribes believe.
Junvalo, the shifting already that's slowly underway, do you think that's one of the reasons why people are acting weird?
Oh, yeah. Well, part of it has to do with the magnetic field. There are 35 major diseases occurring on Earth right now that the Russians have directly attributed to the magnetic field. And I've just sat with Adam Trombley here last night. He's one of the experts on the magnetic field of the world. And he agrees that there are all these diseases that are occurring all over the world, and we think they're being caused by all kinds of other reasons, not understanding that it's the super weak magnetic field that is causing them. One of them, you know, I'm sure you've heard on here, the ringing in the ears that everybody has. You know,
well, including in one of my friends and my weekend fella has horrible ringing in the ears.
It's an epidemic all over the world, and science doesn't really know what it is. They're giving all kinds of reasons why, but the Russians have clearly shown that it is the magnetic field that's causing that, and the magnetic field ties up not only there's a lot of things in our body. It ties into our memory, which we just talked about. It ties into our sense of balance and hearing. It ties into our heart rhythms and many rhythms that we have within our body are tied to this. And so it is crucial what is going on in the magnetics. It's interesting you brought this up because I wasn't really thinking about talking about this today. But it is a big point in all of this.
All right, June, stay with us. We've got more to come when we roll right back on Coast to Coast AM.